What the heck am I working on? I've been programming pretty much nonstop for 40 years. And only during early web years did I make easy projects. I was a big fan of a language called Perl, a beautiful language. I dominated the world and made programs smaller than myself. But for the remaining 37 years, I made myself small and just learned. I learned the way people just lean into discomfort. I have learned more than I could ever describe. I have learned strategy, class, revolution, programming wisdom. With the impossible rise of the thinking machines, my education multiplied 1,000 times, and then I learned some more. My natural-born curiosity for software architecture, which I view as jewelry, art, watchmaking, adventure, made me very powerful in this age. And there are no programs that could ever challenge me. In the age of AI, there are no programs that could ever challenge you. But there are programs that interest me. And that actually clicks with something I saw in Perl originally. Something from Linux and Unix and Plan 9, but also the world of chaos. Simplicity, wisdom, minimalism. In my big and fat project, I am building an application platform that makes me relax. The blank that you start with before making an app has 50 years of programming in it. A custom language, a beautiful and powerful user interface toolkit with a CSS framework, local programming agents that have a process library that know what to do, that can program well. A normal application platform is just codependent services that you start and stop with a nifty plugin interface. It's a weekend project with AI set on Medium. But I gave my application platform power. Enough so that it does not need an advanced AI. Enough so, advanced AI will be working on this thing for the next 10 years. All of this is complete. I will just be improving it, making it more and more powerful every year. My two other leading projects are command line only, ImageX and NarX. Commands that generate images and narrate text. ImageX takes a description of an image and creates the image with one of several very fast image generators. It is a really advanced command. There is a broker process that takes care of all the model management, a container that fulfills just the precise requirements for all the different models, and my AI is polite. It waits for available memory before it loads itself, and only sticks around for a little while after the command finishes. This way, other polite models can load without causing any memory problems. Think of this as bird flocking behavior, or self-assembly, or emergent queue. NarX is initially mute. You have to give it voices. You specify a name and then give it a sample recording, and it has a validation loop. After it converts text to audio, it then converts audio to text and checks if the pronunciation is correct. It does so in chunks, so even if a part of narration is tried and retried 5 times and it still fails and the program has to stop, I can just resume the re-rendering with all the other chunks already done. Very cool. It is also a very advanced command with a full backend and politeness. But you just say, use this voice to convert this text to audio. Generated audio is not going to be perfect. but it will help me create long, intricate stories that get narrated in one single day. A sister command called VMUGs, short for video, from multiplexing audio and images together, will decorate narrated books with visuals to make a video slideshow. And if video generation ever becomes available to normal people with cheap computers, then maybe someday I'll be making videos too. It is a minimalist storytelling empire, done with class and minimalism and just the beauty of the command line. My application platform is a requirement for more advanced projects, like opera music composition, where I can control the opera singers with sliders. The user interface toolkit for my platform is extremely powerful. It has an advanced visual programming language, advanced ORM for all the different objects that you have to store, powerful concept mapping, video timeline management, intricate animation framework. And on top of that, it is fully reactive, meaning you don't synchronize user interface with data. When data changes, it simply automatically synchronizes what it must. The movement between classy command line and graceful user interfaces depends on what is needed. To control the voice of an opera singer in one of my long songs, I will need to use a graphic user interface. To design novels that teach what really happened to humanity in the last 3,000 years, I will need beautiful story timelines and character profiles so that even AI can grasp what's going on here. To generate illustrations, narrated books, music albums for my workouts, it is just a little command or a little box in my visual programming language somewhere. I have over 1,000 projects in my past, but I could never get to them all, even with AI. So I let them play and replay themselves in spirit, and just a few active projects over and over again. These are not impressive projects, not at all. They are elegant, and I am not trying to impress you. I share this with you in hopes of showing you a path to your own projects. You may like delicate things. I build armies of juggernaut ballerinas. You must learn programming with AI to be safe in the future. This is especially important if you are still in high school. Your teachers have no interest in teaching you, and you know it. They are just role-playing a teacher so that they can get paid and put food on their table. The future seems to be artificially held back, maybe by fake shortages, certainly by fake education. But it will take nothing to plow through this barricade. Just like AI being able to break cryptography, it can cure aging, perhaps as soon as next week. You can't face that future with fake education, surrounded by people who constantly try to manipulate you. Studying medicine is very noble. Research is how the world turns. But automating the study of medicine with artificial intelligence is what will do it in the future. Programming. Programming is extremely important. I encourage you to begin working on projects 10 to 30 years ahead of the world today. Many projects are that far ahead, but when you are working alone, this is easy. Humanity has changed in the last few years, and you will need to stay ahead soon enough. Please, you are meant to be a powerful warrior and philosopher. No more fake education, no more getting scared, no more trusting parasites with your future. Forget that distant diploma, unless you're just playing, and learn for real. Allow artificial intelligence to build your company and its products. May you learn and live to no end.